Can you talk a little bit about your experience being a father and what being a father has taught you?
Let me start off by saying that the family I grew up in, as I said, was pretty stable. Gail's family was pretty tumultuous. Mm-hmm. They just always had these conflicting relationships and people not talking to each other. And I think probably one of the reasons she married me was because I had a sense of stability to her. Mm-hmm. And family was so ultimately important to her as it was to me. But I remember shortly after we were married, I was just like, you know, for me, marriage was a lifelong commitment. Mm-hmm. She looked at me and said, "It's one day at a time." I was like, okay.
Make it special, each and every one.
Here's a wake-up call.
Yeah.
But we made it 50 years this year.
Congratulations.
Really. There's been some peaks and valleys.
Right.
But as far as the, you know, raising the boys, each of them, I realized, was really teaching me a lot because they were taking me in directions, taking me to places I had never anticipated that I didn't want to go. Your husband, Adam, for example, mm-hmm. you know, he went to the University of Georgia, I think for a little over 24 hours before he dropped out. And, you know, worked in a pawn shop and so on. And then it was like, where is he going to land? Where is he going to land? And we really weren't happy if he'd become a police officer. But of course he did. And in some ways it was good because it grounded him and it gave him a support system. John, our youngest, he had a music scholarship at the University of Miami in percussion, and he dropped out after 1 year.
Oh, wow.
I'd just gone to a Braves baseball game, and there was a letter from him there. He had gone up with some buddies to Alaska to work in the salmon industry that summer. And the letter said he wasn't returning to school. It was just like, oh. I mean, I just cried. It was just like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? And, you know, we feel so fortunate because we still have such a close relationship with all three families, mm-hmm. all three sons, and all three sons have a close relationship with us, even though they live. Paul lives in St. Pete, Florida. And mm-hmm. John and Nina live in D.C., and mm-hmm. Adam mm-hmm. lives in Athens.
Right, right.
Which we love.
Yeah. So I'm interested in this idea about how you were seeking so much spiritually, and you mentioned that that was kind of a guiding force
yeah.
in your life. And then also this idea that your sons were maybe in some ways your best teachers and were stretching you in ways that you didn't expect to be stretched. And so I'm kind of wondering about how those two might intersect for you, or if there is even an intersection there.
Yeah, I think that was always floating in the back of my mind. And, mm-hmm. and for a while, as I said, kind of the social sciences were kind of providing me with some direction, some.
Mm-hmm. I can see why that must have been so scary, too, for the boys to drop out of college, because academia, it sounds like, provided so much for you in terms of stability and answers and guidance, a life trajectory.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I heard this expression years ago that a person, he or she, who loves him or herself really has no enemies.
Hmm.
So that, for me, is kind of, in a way, life transforming to try to live within that sense of seeing that in each person.
Right.
You know, as you're walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
you see somebody who's different, somebody mm-hmm. who's, and how do you hold your heart open? So it's very much of a heart open mm-hmm. practice. And mm-hmm. that's, for me, what Jesus taught, and that's what Buddha taught. So mm-hmm. their teachings overlap tremendously.
Sure. I want you to know that hearing your descriptions of your life and your marriage and being a father, that it means so much to me because you have taught me so much, and you and yours and Gail's marriage has greatly influenced our marriage, my marriage to Adam. And I'm so grateful to have you, both of you and your whole family in my life. So thank you.